Hi, this is Glenn Mulcahy. Welcome to Love What You Play podcast. Today we'll be featuring an interview from our Youth Leadership online event that we originally hosted in December of 2018. The full event is available online on our website for loveofthegame.ca. Our mission is to help organizations, coaches, sports leaders develop programs so kids love the game more at the end of the season than they did at the beginning. We'd love to hear any feedback or comments down below, and please share this to others in your space so that we can all work together to bring the game back to the kids, because that's where it belongs. Hope you enjoy the chat and you get some great nuggets. Thank you.
You know, there's respect and there's accountability too. And that's another topic, but it's something that I think is not necessarily undervalued, but under practiced, because we know we don't want we look at these things typically at a superficial level. We take the respect in sport course because it's mandated that all the hockey parents have to do that, or whatever sport. So there's no one who doesn't know that you shouldn't yell at a kid. But there are those who disagree with it. So the concept is lost on some people. And what I really appreciated by baseball works so that there's a house league season. And if you want to join All-Stars, that's at the end of the year. Now there's All-Stars meaning they don't cut anybody. And there's All-Stars meaning the top kids go on the best team and then they try not to
play ball and year round and yeah.
Right. But the baseball is not a long season. So this All-Star season is for July. It's 4 weeks. It's done quick. And there is a fair play rule. Every player, I think it's a little league rule, actually. Every player has to be on the field at least for six outs, something along those lines. But accountability is not a very commonly taught thing, is my experience. And my youngest son is a bit of a hot dog. And he needs to be put in his place on a regular basis. And so when I find a coach who has a sense of accountability and wants to teach that to kids, it really stands out to me. So in other words, there is mandated when you play, but there was a series of expectations given out to the players ahead of time. When your teammates are batting, we expect you to be cheering for the team. When the inning is over, you're either running out or running off the field. We're never going to second guess or show up an umpire and these kinds of things. And when those kinds of things happen, you know, when you're disappointed and embarrassed for striking out, it's very natural to just shake your head and say, that's ridiculous. That wasn't a strike.
Yeah.
But there is an accountability. So it's okay. If you can't control your emotions, I'm just going to have you sit on the bench for this inning, because baseball is a game of mistakes and learning from your mistakes and not letting, you know, a strikeout or something affect your play. And I thought that's a very undervalued thing to hold kids accountable.